Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, you've come up with something called the coffee shop test. Tell me about that.
Well, we feel like we're always managing a certain amount of misinformation regarding the Beef Checkoff. So we have come up with the coffee shop test. When you hear something about the Beef Checkoff on social media, ask yourself, do you believe a group of ranchers drinking coffee around a table would ever support such an effort, program, event, or in any other area in which the Beef Checkoff program funds? So why this test? The fact remains that whether it's on a state level with a state Beef Council board of directors or on a national level with the Beef Promotion Operating Committee, beef farmers and ranchers are sitting around a table and making the funding decisions for the Beef Checkoff. So ask yourself, is it reasonable? Because at the end of the day, it is independent beef farmers and ranchers just like you who are volunteering their time to make the best checkoff funding decisions they can to drive and protect beef demand on their behalf and yours.
Well, today's cattle futures market was a little bit under pressure to finish the day. A whole lot going on here. We're getting this kind of downtime here between around Christmas and the new year. The only real activity now that the sell barns are closed is just people doing some cash trade in the country. And that's a little bit of a driver, but for the most part, the market's pretty much shut down and low activity, low volume. But it looks like we're going to be down anywhere from about 20 to 90 on the live cattle. They've been trading right here steady the last couple of weeks. Feeder cattle down anywhere from 50 to a dollar here late in the day. And then the hog market here going into this hog and pig report this afternoon is just a slightly lower here going into that report. It'll be after the close today, or tomorrow rather. We've got a cold storage report today after the close. So big report today after close and tomorrow after the close could move the markets a slight bit here. Box beef was actually higher today on choice. It was up 288 at 211.80, so that's a welcome sight. Select was up 317. Choice select spread, which has been around $16, is now down to about $11. So, of course, that's always a good thing to see that kind of reversing that trend. You know, went as high as 245 and then went down to below about 208. So about a little under $40 sell-off here. The live cattle really stayed about the same.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
Today's grain futures continue to kind of follow the way they've been doing. The grains overall are a little bit higher. We've got the corn futures up about 1 to 2 cents, which puts March at 442 and a quarter, up 2 and a quarter. That would be a new contract high there for the corn. Soybeans are steady to a little bit lower. They're actually the weakest one today, which is kind of odd because they've been so strong. Made new highs yesterday. Continue to grind higher. The producer has been laying off some risk selling it. But up to this point, you know, we have almost a $4 rally and everybody is losing money that has sold that market. So there's a lot of heat being taken at this point on the soybeans. Kansas City and Chicago wheat both up 2 to 4 cents. We're actually giving a little bit back currently on the cotton futures. Just a little bit lower here. It looks like they're about unchanged actually in March, 74.77. And the Dow Jones today is right at 30,000 in the March Dow, down 100 points. Crude oil is down 86 cents, and the natural gas is kind of one bright spot in the energy market, up about 7 cents. The market's continuing to watch what's going on with this latest COVID bill. People are trying to sort through what it means to the economy and what kind of relief it will actually give to these companies. You know, a lot of companies are under quite a bit of pressure.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.